Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 55 million people in the plains and south are under threat of severe storms today. That's just after deadly tornadoes and storms blamed for 27 deaths in the region, including 18 in Kentucky. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Residents here have lost so much, like Carol Wells, the home she lived in for 50 years, destroyed. But she says she feels lucky to be alive.
I'm just glad that God let us live another day.
And in Missouri, at least 7 people dead. And in St. Louis, where 5 of those lives were taken, crews are working around the clock to clear debris.
2 people were killed when a Mexican Navy ship appeared to lose power and crash into the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. 19 people were hurt. The FBI is calling an explosion that killed one at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, an intentional act of terrorism, and Pope Leo's installation mass of the Vatican drawing more than 200,000 people, including Vice President Vance. This is ABC News. Israel says peace talk efforts continue in Doha for a deal to release hostages, but at the same time, the IDF continues its offensive across Gaza. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 160 people have been killed since yesterday. The FDA has authorized the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
The CDC shows nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's disease. The blood test will be for those 55 and older who are already showing symptoms of Alzheimer's, the brain disorder that gradually destroys memory and thinking skills. Health experts say the blood test will help measure signs of 2 proteins in blood that are linked to dark spots in the brain, known as amyloid plaques, allowing more options instead of the current and expensive brain scans and spinal taps to accurately diagnose Alzheimer's. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Even money favorite journalism came from behind to win horse racing's Preakness Stakes. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday to you. A weak cold front passed through Wisconsin last night, and early this morning it's pushing off to the southeast. Overcast conditions in the upper Midwest, though some breaks in the clouds here and there. And as we head through today, a partly cloudy sky overall, really a pleasant day with a high near 67, and the wind will be light from the north to northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead, windy conditions are anticipated as the pressure gradient increases in the Midwest, so Monday wind gusts will be near 25 miles per hour, though Monday night and Tuesday as well as Tuesday night, wind gusts of 35 to 40 miles per hour are expected. So getting to the rest of your forecast here, again, partly cloudy today up to 67, tonight partly cloudy and cool will slide back to about 39. I do not expect frost in our area, though some parts of Wisconsin, central and especially northern Wisconsin, frost and even freeze conditions are anticipated, but us, we should be safe with temps in the mid to upper 30s at their lowest. Monday, mostly cloudy in the later part of the day, highs around 63, the breeze starting to pick up from the east, gusting up to 25, and then Monday night becoming cloudy and windy with a low near 42, an 80% chance of rain overnight Monday night with up to a quarter inch possible. Tuesday, rain falling steady and moderately, maybe even heavy at times, 1 to 2 inches of rain possible with highs around 52 and an east wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, we'll see some showers remain in the area. Then Wednesday, Wednesday during the day, a 30% chance of showers, really just lingering and scattered as the system finally starts moving off to the east. A high near 60 with a little sunshine later in the day. Thursday, less wind, finally, a mix of clouds and sun and pleasant highs around 65. And we will end next week with a mostly sunny sky Friday, highs around 68, and mostly sunny on Saturday and highs near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a mostly cloudy 49 degrees, up from our morning low of 43. Yesterday, we had a high of 60 degrees, and we also had 0.02 of an inch of rain. A record high on this day set back in 1972 and 94. A record low 32 was set in 2002. Last year on this day, our high was 87 and our low was 52. Sunset today will be at 8:22, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:34. No precipitation. The barometer is slightly up to 30.16, and northeast winds are at 5. Again, it's 49 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Village of Muscadet's Morel Mushroom Festival concludes today. There will be Cowboy Church at 9:30, a cornhole tournament, which will be held, and the Muscadet Mudcats will play at 1. For more information, you can visit the official website or the Village of Muscadet's page. The Ithaca Lions Club will once again be holding their annual consignment auction today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction will help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household, antiques, and more. The auction will get underway at 11. Farm equipment will be auctioned at approximately 1:30. Items are being accepted at the auction site from now until 9:30. Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital will be holding their annual Teddy Bear Clinic today from noon to 3. Kids can learn about medical exams through hands-on activities. Staff will help ease any fears as kids rotate through stations like primary care, lab, x-ray, and more, using their teddy bears as patients. They will also meet local emergency responders and check out the Gunderson Air Helicopter up close. Each child will also receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. The event is free and no registration is required. When arriving at the event, they ask that you use the Bluff Street Terrace entrance. For more information, call Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital at 608-375-4112. A memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster is being held today. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the memorial ride.
Kind of got into because I like riding motorcycle. I used to be a chapter I member of the Goldwing Club, and that kind of folded up or dissipated. Now I'm just looking for trying to find rides, so I'm making my own rides. I can't find anybody to go ride with, so I make them up my own rides, doing it that way. And I thought this would be a good way to start out by raising money for Grace and cancer, because I lost a lot of my relatives, and both my parents passed away from cancer, so I pretty much know what it's like to lose a family member from cancer. I've hit it from both directions, from my mom and dad and all my relatives. I ain't got any relatives now, just the kids now.
Anyone can take part in the memorial ride. All you have to do is meet at the starting point of the ride. Anyone can take part in the ride. The starting point will be at Honkers, just outside of Muscadet, starting at noon. During the ride, participants will stop at Rockton Bar to enjoy a chicken dinner. You must order your meal in advance by calling 608-625-4395. There will also be raffles during the memorial ride, and proceeds from the event, once again, will go to Grace. Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place at the Tippasaukee Farms near Blue River when the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe perform at the Cross Currents Heritage Center today at 2. Ben Moffitt is from Tippasaukee Farms.
They're going to be performing outdoors under a tent only about 200 yards from a former Ho-Chunk village that was excavated by the Wisconsin Historical Society, the state archaeologist. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will be bringing 4 to 5 drummers who sing and 12 to 20 dancers of various ages in full regalia.
It has been many years since Ho-Chunk drumming, singing, and dancing took place at Tippasaukee Farms. The dance troupe has not been performing that long, but do have quite a few years of experience. The show will not only be entertaining, but a learning experience as well.
They've been performing, I think I may have said, for 49 years. They really are great. What they like to do, from what I hear, is talk in between the numbers and explain some of the significance of the implements they use, the costumes, the dance, the stories.
There will be 100 folding chairs set up for seating, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. Pre-registration is required at crosscurrentsheritage.org. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated, but not required to attend the event. The Richland Center High School Baccalaureate Service, sponsored by the Richland County Ministerial Association, will be held tonight at 7:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Volunteers from the Richland Center High School Concert Choir will also provide the music. Pastor Tim Ward of the Free Methodist Church will provide the message, along with speakers from the senior class and participating pastors from other local ministries. A $500 college scholarship will be presented. The community is invited to come and support the 2025 Richland Center Senior Class. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Alan Tinker is one of the many pioneers of Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Genealogy Trails, the history of Richland and Crawford counties, illustrated in 1881, and this piece was transcribed by Vicki Byron. Alan Tinker, born in Chenango County, the state of New York, April 2, 1815. When he was but 10 years old, his parents died. He made his home in that same county until he was 16 years of age, when he moved to Otsego County and then married in 1835 Betsy Montgomery. Here they engaged in farming until 1843, and worked, he did, as a blacksmith at Cannonsville, Delaware County, to learn the trade, and there he continued until 1849, when he emigrated to Wisconsin and settled in Jefferson County. There he erected a blacksmith shop on Koshkonong, where he worked until his trade in 1855, and deciding to come to Richland County and settle in Section 9 of that township, Westford, the intention becoming a farmer. His blacksmith shop, though, he had at his own convenience, but his neighbors, these people, they would come from miles around to have his work. He was kept busy by his trade. In February of 1857, he went to La Crosse and spent a few weeks there. Now make note of this, and here's an interesting development. While he was gone for 2 weeks during his absence, the town of Westford was organized, and he, being absent, was chosen as chairman of the board. In the spring of 1858, he moved his shop to Cazenovia, and there he worked until, as it would be, his public affairs overtook him. His public affairs involved many offices, and his trust and honor was that of a great man. Time and justice of the peace, always taking great interest in school and church affairs, Mr. and Mrs. Tinker were the parents of three children. Alan Tinker politically belonged to the Democratic Party, but he is not bound to that party by ties. In fact, he would vote for any candidate, regardless if it was for their personal suffrage intelligently, and always votes for the Democratic Party when it is a man of good to be brought forward. Listen next week for the history of Richland County about the four Johnston brothers who fought in the Civil War.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Madison has reached a milestone in bringing green back to the community. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway announced Thursday that Madison planted its 100,000th tree along city roads. The tree, a specially designed elm tree created at UW-Madison, is resistant to Dutch elm disease and other illnesses. Many of the 100,000 plantings were to replace elm and ash trees that are vulnerable to invasive species and infestations.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Today is Sunday, May 18th. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81 of Avoca, died May 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after a long, courageous battle with cancer. Memorial services will be held today at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet today from 10 until the time of service at noon. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81 of Avoca. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45 of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held today from noon until 5 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son, Tucker. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45 of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Katie Neneman and Michael Stanley had a daughter, Cora Lee. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Angel Beach and Bradley Daniels had a daughter, Jacqueline Elizabeth.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Sending out birthday and anniversary wishes on this Sunday, May 18th. Well, we'll start things off with a happy birthday to our grandson, Jacob Reinhardt, from Grandpa Dean and Grandma Lori. Happy 10th birthday to our great nephew, Jacob Reinhardt. Love you, bud, from Uncle Al and Aunt Deb. Happy birthday to Denise Durst today from Lori and the Guys. Birthday wishes going out today to William Green from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday on behalf of Town and Country Presbyterian Church to Nina Kelsey today. Happy birthday to Sue Hoffer from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Amy Geishert from Dad, Mom, Lisa, Kim, Josh, Justin, Alexis, Dylan, Levi, TJ, and Brock. Have a great day on your big one. Love ya. Happy birthday once more to Amy Geishert today from Lance, Cole, and Willow. Have the best day, Mom, and love ya. Happy 15th birthday today to Kaylin Williamson. Happy birthday from Grandma Sarah, who is so proud of the great young man you are. Happy birthday, happy birthday today to Carolyn Dre. Love you from your former neighbors, Mel and Linda. Happy birthday once more to Denise Durst today, this time from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. On behalf of the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday to Berkeley Winkers, William Kelly Green, Megan Greeley, Bernita Morris, Toby McCauley Foss, and Jacob Reinhardt. Happy birthday to Doug Froh, Brandon Harris, Andrea Stanick, Brooks Thomas, Aubrey Wallen, and Alex Wirtz from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Amy Geishert a happy birthday today. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Mary Miller and Amy Geishert. Happy birthday from Beulah Wesleyan to Gina Green. Best wishes on your birthday today. Happy birthday to Nina Kelsey from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Also, a couple anniversary wishes. Happy anniversary to Howard and Mary Beth Oates from Beulah Wesleyan. Happy anniversary to Deanna and Greg Gokenauer from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your birthday today, be it a birthday or even an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sunday Morning Sports is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. A busy weekend for high school sports. The Richland Center Hornets played more like themselves Saturday at Aquinas, but still fell 4-0. Hornets played more as a team with better passing and communication than previous games. This was the fourth game for the team this week and the third in a row for the beat-up team, but they played their hearts out and gave up everything in this defeat. Next up is a conference rematch against Prairie du Chien Tuesday at 7 for senior night. Five senior players, including Lily Tidrick, Sella Nelson, Erlyn Wallace, Naomi Sherwood, and Gabriella Tony Bruckner, as well as three senior managers, including Lucy Joyce, Doran Anderson, and Ethan Gold, will be honored at halftime. Also, in high school soccer Saturday, it was a River Valley falling to Lodi as Lodi wins 6-1. Also, it was River Valley in action taking on Madison County Day Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose winning 1-0. In the Swiss kick and bite, Sugar River defeated Baraboo 7-1. In high school softball, Mount Horeb defeating River Valley 11-4. Wanakee scored a close one, 1-0 in an offensive battle over Wanakee. In the Viroqua Invite, Viroqua Youth Initiative defeated Brookwood 5-3. It would be Iowa Grant defeating Kickapoo 10-2, and Iowa Grant scored a 10-2 win over Viroqua Youth Initiative. In the Toma Quad, it was Holman 8, Monona Grove 3. Toma defeated Verona 2-1. Toma then defeated Monona Grove 9-0, and it was Verona 4, Holman 3. In Saturday high school varsity baseball, it was Lancaster defeating Riverdale 4-1. Ethan Cagle had a stone pitching performance, going 5 innings and striking out 6. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-3. Highland also defeated Riverdale 6-5. Then it would be Lancaster in the Riverdale Invitational, scoring a 10-4 win over Highland. Also in baseball, at the Pecatonica Triangular, Iowa Grant scored a 13-1 win over Pecatonica. It was Beloit Memorial 11, Pecatonica 7. In the Belleville Triangular, West Salem took down Belleville 10-7. In other high school baseball action, River Valley scored a 6-2 win over Ithaca. It was Prescott 13, Platteville 6. East Dubuque defeated Southwestern 17-0, and it was Mount Horeb 11, Wisconsin Heights 1. In the Viroqua Triangular, Viroqua defeated Royal 3-2. Royal would defeat Richland Center 2-1. In the Dodgeville Quad, it was Portage 5, Dodgeville 0. Cambridge defeated Fenimore 9-2. It was Fenimore then 4, Dodgeville 2, and Portage defeated Cambridge 10-7. Pablo Lopez combined with 3 relievers on a 3-hitter as the Minnesota Twins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-0 Saturday for their 3rd straight shutout and 13th consecutive victory. The Twins haven't allowed a run since giving up 6 of them in the 3rd inning of an 8-6 victory at Baltimore in the 2nd game of a doubleheader on Wednesday. Minnesota's 33rd consecutive shutout innings are a Twins franchise record. There were 3 longer scoreless streaks when the Twins operated as the Washington Senators, but the most recent of those was back in 1913. Milwaukee has been shut out in 4 of its last 5 games, the first time that's happened in franchise history. According to Sports Radar, the last team to get shut out 4 times in a 5-game stretch was the Miami Marlins back in July of 2022. The 2 teams will be back in action today, a 1:10 first pitch time this afternoon, and you can hear that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Elsewhere in scores in baseball and National League play, it was Philadelphia 5, Pittsburgh 2, and Colorado defeated Arizona in a high-scoring game 14-12. In the American League, Toronto edged out Detroit 2-1, and Texas defeated Houston 5-1. In interleague play, the New York Mets came out the victor over the New York Yankees 3-2. It was the Chicago Cubs defeating the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Tampa Bay shut out Miami 4-0. It was Washington 10, Baltimore 6. Cincinnati took down Cleveland 4-1, while St. Louis held Kansas City scoreless, barely getting a run themselves 1-0. It was Boston over Atlanta, topping them 7-6, while Seattle defeated San Diego 4-1. San Francisco edged out the Athletics 1-0, and it was the LA Angels defeating the LA Dodgers 11-9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. WRCO.
One thing I ask for, that shall I tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. Seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Make a way where there seems to be no way.
Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. And crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord of all. I just want to sing amazing grace. How sweet the sound saved us all.
behind.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory forever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. All glory belongs to Him.
So I will praise Him. Yes,
can heal me and bring me back to you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, that I might serve you.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at the Vatican.
Domine Jesu Christe, qui dixisti apostolis tuis.
Pope Leo celebrating his installation mass. About 200,000 people estimated to be in attendance in St. Peter's Square. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio were also there. The Pope also had an audience with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And Monday, President Trump is going to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin. His special envoy, Steve Witkoff,